O God, I petition thee, hear my cry, and make haste my respite, for I am tired of this day and its most earnest work. Gather up thy servant and bring me home. Lord, there is no place upon this ground of men for me. I have seen complete the matter of thy command. It is done. She is shut down. Three crows circle overhead. I am coming, Lord, I am coming, for the door to thy kingdom lies not at my head, but at my heel. Call me under. Let this mire shut its mouth upon me. Prepareth thee my way. O God, hear my prayer. Call me under and deliver me from bloody men. You would think that being born dumb, stricken of tongue and bereft of the faculty of exchange would have sufficed. You would think that the burdens of mutehood would weigh heavily enough upon the head of a child. Oh no. Whoever was dealing out the bum breaks, whoever was spooning out the woe, must have seen me and upended the whole fucking can because I was dripping in the stuff. Hard luck and ill fortune, and an ill wind blew every day, and every night shone forth an evil star, and a day didn't roll past that I wasn't catching some kind of crap. Born a mute and no speak, a speech-shy freak, beside the corpse of my brother, in a puddle of peel liquor, in the back of a burned-out car wreck, atop of a hill of garbage, that was only the opening hand, a mere whiff of what destiny held in store for me. What maybe I didn't know and my dead brother did, was that we were born of Mar, and that made us two very sorry sprogs indeed. One dumb and one doomed to go in a cot death, we were the sickly issue of truly squalid loins. Unsightly urchins cast from her slum womb into a wicked, wicked world. A world too cruel for such ill-begatters as we. Oh sure, the workers of the fields did hammer me down, and those from the town chased me away, and in the schools the children pelted me with stones, and those at the mill kicked me and kicked me, but I did brave all of those blows that rained down upon me. Indeed, these afflictions paled to insignificance when set against the unending outrage suffered within the bounds of my home. Yes, a most vile enemy, there within. Oh, Mama was my true and most unspeakable foe. She was black spit. It was not the valley folk, but the drunken, despotic hell hog who spawned me that really put to test my mettle. Her latter years, I swear, were spent in the relentless pursuit of my misery. Just to think about it even now, 2 full years since her popping off, is enough to chill my chitterlings. It sometimes baffles me, you know, as staff bearer and rod raiser to the Lord, chosen to undertake his most ecstatic mission, how the Almighty in all his goodness and grace could conceive such an abomination as she. Or was this vixen built by another more terrible hand? Was she the monster piece of some hellish cosmetician, a limb of Lucifer? Which bloody dungeons did they plumb? Which fucking sewer did they drag? Do you know?